Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks end the day sharply lower. The Dow down 634 points, more than 2%, ending at 30,302. The NASDAQ ended the day down more than 2.5%. S&P lost more than 2.5% as well. All this following disappointing earnings today. And officials from the Federal Reserve wrapped up their two-day policy meeting. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the central bank renewed its promise to keep using all of its tools to support the U.S. economy.
In a statement, the Fed notes the pace of economic recovery has slowed in recent months, with weakness concentrated in industries such as restaurants, bars, and in-person entertainment, which are most susceptible to pandemic disruptions. New vaccines offer hope for a rapid rebound this year, but there are still a lot of questions about the vaccine rollout and the potential impact of new variants of the virus. The Fed says it will continue to monitor these and other factors and will adjust its policies as needed. For now, the central bank's leaving interest rates near zero and says it expects to keep them there until there's a return to full employment. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Fed's not saying much about a buying frenzy around GameStop. Amateur traders on Reddit's Wall Street Bets chat room piled into shares of the video game retailer, beating back trading professionals. GameStop stock rose as much as $380 today, up from $18 a few weeks ago. The Biden administration has announced several steps aimed at speeding up the nation's COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
The White House says it's allowing retired doctors and nurses to administer vaccines and letting doctors give people shots in any state, not just the one where they're licensed. The moves are aimed at boosting the number of people available to give people shots and speed up the sluggish pace of the vaccination campaign. While more than 44 million doses of vaccine have been distributed so far, only about half of the doses have actually gotten into people's arms. The new administration is also planning to speed up the delivery of vaccine to states and buy enough vaccine to administer to almost every American. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The administration's ordering a temporary ban on new oil and natural gas leases on federal lands. Details from NPR's Windsor Johnston.
President Biden says the executive actions are designed to supercharge the administration's plans to confront the ongoing threat posed by climate change.
We know what to do. We've just got to do it. When we think of climate change, we think of it, this is a case where conscience and convenience cross paths. We're dealing with this existential threat to the planet and increasing our economic growth and prosperity are one and the same.
Biden says the government needs to take steps to help revitalize economies of coal, oil, and gas communities and create new good-paying jobs.
This is NPR News. Scientists announced an update to the so-called doomsday clock earlier today. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports the clock's hands did not move this year.
The doomsday clock was conceived by scientists to warn the world of the dangers of nuclear war. Over time, it's expanded to consider other threats to humanity, such as climate change. The latest update is not good. Climate change and nuclear weapons remain existential dangers, and the bungled global response to the pandemic shows how hard it is to cooperate on big problems. But 2020 wasn't all bad news from an avoiding the apocalypse perspective. The election of President Joe Biden means the U.S. is rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, and it looks likely that a key arms control treaty with Russia will be extended. For these reasons, scientists decided to leave the clock stubbornly stuck at 100 seconds to midnight. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Well, this is the first day on the job for Secretary of State Tony Blinken. It is familiar territory for him, though. He was second in command at the State Department during the Obama administration. Blinken will help the Biden administration steer the U.S. onto a new path, which includes repairing alliances that were damaged during the last 4 years and addressing threats to democracies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 633 points, or more than 2%, ending the day at 30,303. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.